Greetings, folks. This is James Gunn with As You Wish Talk Radio and the SETI Stargate, broadcasting live from Mexico. You might have some explosions in the background and some tuba music or a few other interactions, but, you know, welcome to Mexico. That happens. You know, so it's been kind of crazy even getting this thing done. So I want to cover a little news. I want to bring in Tricia Margus, but I'm going to go through a little news and then I'll bring her on. I was going to cover this really quick, and a lot of people are, both sides should be upset about this, and it's about the elections. I don't want to spend a lot of time on it, but, you know, there's 1,000, and they're all for Biden, and USB sticks, you know, over 40 went missing, 300,000 ballots dumped off after the polls closed at certain areas, you know, that were all, you know, all for Biden as well. And it was shown Trump was clearly the winner. You know, I remember in Michigan, it was 55-43. In Georgia, it was 57-42. The other states were showing similar things. And after the polls closed, all of a sudden, mysteriously, the computers started adding all kinds of extra votes and ballots are dropped off and everything else. So, you know, whether you're a Republican or Democrat, we really need to, if we are going to be a republic, and a democracy, we are actually a republic, but if we are going to have democratic elections and fair elections, we all need to look into this, period. You know, that it's just unbelievable. I want to cover, you know, a lot of the poll watchers were tossed out, you know, a lot of the secure tags were cut off, you know, so they weren't secured. You know, that means you could add boxes of ballots later. I was trying to think of what else. That, you know, the Democrats had green stickers and Republicans had other stickers so they could discern who was a Democrat, who was a Republican. And the Republicans got some extreme treatment at the polls and had to watch things from 50 feet. So, and they were harassed. So anyway, and then also social media has software designed to identify voters' preference. And they're also spying on people and really shifting the energy and not allowing ads, you know, of the different candidates, you know, they're totally pro-Biden all the way through. So there's an extreme censorship on any conservatives or anything else. So that needs to look into. And, you know, Dominion, you know, giving people 35,000 votes to start off. Just crazy stuff, insane stuff. But I've never seen anything like it. You know, we're either going to have a banana republic or we're going to go back and have an actual true republic. And it's up to us. I know a lot of everybody had a great Thanksgiving dinner. We did here in Mexico. We celebrated Our Lady of Perpetual Feasting because at a religious ceremony, you can have as many people as you want, according to the Supreme Court. So just change the name of your gathering or put a big Biden sign in your window. You can have as many people as you want there. They won't bother you. You know. So anyway, might as well do the same thing for Christmas. So. On that note, I want to bring in Tricia Margus, and she's an inspired and awakened soul, and she's here to expand the minds, beliefs, and perspectives of the collective. And as a host, and her podcast is 90 Degree Turns, and she's had some great people on there. I think she just interviewed Corey Good and a few others on there, so check it out. And as a journalist, her alternative media channel is focused on shedding light to a wide variety of topics and guests that cover everything from wellness, spirituality, energetics, metaphysics, ascension, and more. Through her informative interviews and live stream content, she hopes to expand your perspective and have you join her on the truth seeking journey into endless soul expansion. So without any further ado, I'm bringing Tricia on the show. Are you with us?
Yes, I am. Hi, James. Thank you so much for having me.
Yeah, it's great to have you on the show. God, there's so much. It's good to get a woman's perspective from this stuff because there's so much going on. Man, you know, I tell you what too, is that we just did a major clearing on some of these things and we're finding out that not only are people dealing with the it's kind of like the indecision or the lack of knowing where things are going. some people are really upset because they don't know if they're candidate one or not, and they don't know what the future holds if one gets in or the other. Mm-hmm. There's major tensions with China right now too, as well. You know, are we going to have the guy that took $300 million from Russia or China, you know, as our leader through this mess, or, you know, are we going to have somebody that stood up to China? You know, there's that energy is there, and AI is at play as well, intensely, you know, fueling this fire. And then on top of that, you've got these unseen negative influences, and everybody is feeling it. We're going up into a blue moon, this full moon that's coming up, which is going to be intense. So I know, I'm curious of what you're feeling. I'm almost everybody I know lately is kind of losing it. You know, they're in their stuff. I'm wondering, are you feeling the same thing?
Yeah. I think I'm on the same boat as everyone else. Definitely this time and this moment, like, I think the whole year has kind of been a preparation up until November, because we knew that the elections were going to kind of cause more turmoil, because I don't think anyone thought it was going to be completely smooth, right? And the energies that have accumulated, I think, from this entire year, and with the elections passing and all this craziness and just dishonesty that's going on, and the infiltration of the media and the lack of information that people are able to access, it's really causing a lot of unclarity, right? Like, that's what we're looking for. I feel like everyone, whether they're spiritual or not, we're looking for some kind of clarity and some kind of response to what's going on, because there's people who are outside going to bars drinking. Well, I guess up until the mandate happened, but they're going outside celebrating a Biden win, right? But then all these other facts are coming out that are contradictory, saying that it's not a clear cut win, you know, that there's votes being heavily manipulated. There's people who are voting from their grave, you know, like there's programs like, you know, Hammer and Scorecard. There's so much going on that is manipulating this result. I'm feeling it. There's definitely a lot of energies going around where, to me, it's been very much of a time to go within and to, like, very, very, like, detailed wise, go through different chakras and to understand and be kind of an observer of my own body vehicle, right? To really understand every single detail and what I'm feeling, and is it mine, or am I connecting to the collective, you know, and trying to wade through those waters. So it is definitely an intense time, but I do feel that. So what's going on with all the holidays, you know, the season's coming up now, they're trying to make people not get together during the holidays, right? Because that's coming from a place of, if you get together, you're going to start talking. So if we're going to get together for dinners, then we're going to have conversations, and we're going to ask questions, and we're going to see different people's perspectives from all sides of the spectrum. So it makes a big difference then if we're trying to get people together, by the governors then saying, no, you're not supposed to gather more than however many people, you're not supposed to travel and do everything that normally this would be a season of jolliness, right? But we have to deal with these tyrannical governments.
What are the effects of it, or what do you think their end game is?
Yeah, I think ultimately, I mean, it's all just about control. I feel like this is a common theme throughout the year, but it's about controlling people. And if you're pausing people's gatherings that are traditions that they've held for generations and generations, you're pausing them not from gathering and just getting the social, like, food that they need to be able to be a healthy human being, but also you're pausing them from being able to see different perspectives, right? Like, if your aunt Helga is a mega liberal, that's fine, right? But you're not able to communicate with her and to see, understand her point of view, or to get with your family to ask the big questions of what's going on with this election and the details that are becoming clearer and clearer by the passing day. You know, ultimately, it's just about controlling people to not have those really, really important conversations that we have to be having right now, because otherwise we're losing our sense of liberty, you know?
Yeah, I mean, I was looking at the statistics on right now. Now, they're doing a lot more testing, so they're finding more cases. Mm-hmm. But the guy that actually invented the test said it's not to be used. It's not reliable at all in any way whatsoever. And now they're having the odds, I mean, it's gone down like 80%. The curve is crashing as far as fatalities and everything now that they've taken off the fake fatalities that they've been using to push the numbers. And all these doctors are coming out and everything. It's amazing what they're saying now. And I think it's a 0.0000, might be another zero in there, 1% chance of getting COVID and having severe side effects or dying from it.
Yeah.
And so it's so minuscule. And they're going, yeah, we got to have a lockdown because of a 0.000, that most people that get it are asymptomatic or just have a mild cold or whatever. And we've never done this with the flu, you know, or that actually were more deadly. And, you know, again, everybody's saying, oh, they're taking people out in body bags and they're having trucks picking people up. And all. And if you talk to any nurse, I just had breakfast with a nurse today and I asked her, well, what's going on at your hospital? And she goes, we're basically empty. You know, there's hardly anybody there. And I said, do they have trucks? Like, yeah. I go, do they have, how about all the COVID stuff? And she said, well, she goes, what happens is if somebody dies, they'll do a test on them and the tests come up positive because even a pawpaw fruit and a goat tested positive. Mm-hmm. So the guy that actually created the test says this can't be used, you know, and it's not reliable.
It's funny. I was getting at the hair salon a few weeks ago and my stylist, she said that her cousin went to go get tested, right? They waited in line and it took way too long to get the test. So they left and all they had filled out was some kind of form, right? They end up getting a phone call a couple of days later saying that they tested positive when they never actually did the test themselves, right? Like this is a story that happens constantly where people are getting calls and then when they realize that they messed up, they try and backtrack, you know, and ultimately, this entire charade is about it's taking away our liberties, our fundamental liberties as Americans, but also not even just as Americans, but to basically push in an agenda that covers the entire world, right? And if then you tap into the emotions of fear and those lower energies, they serve a purpose, but more importantly, you have to feel through that and understand where is it coming from? Why is the media manipulating? Why do they want to deceive the people, right? Why are they censoring everyone that doesn't fit with the narrative? I mean, it's wild the kind of conversations I've had with people of all ages that really believe in like the New York Times and the classic media that's out there, and they see anything else as a complete threat and they don't even entertain it, even though there's science behind it, right? But you look at the initial reaction of people, they're going to hit them at the initial reaction. And in March, it was all about fear, 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 fear. And those people have unfortunately latched onto that and it's become their identity so much so that anything else that comes across is almost like a personal offense. You know, it's really.
Yeah, there was an Italian doctor. You probably saw that. I think I sent it to you.
Yeah.
And he was saying, he goes, look, whatever, we won't say it. Let's just say the 1984, the name is actually the name of an agenda. It's not the name of a virus. And when you read the agenda, the agenda is to destroy the economy and to subvert humanity and population control. That's the agenda. And there's not just 19, there's 2020, there's other ones. And it's an agenda, not a disease or a virus. And that people need to, when people read that, they go, well, wait a second. And then they start doing the facts. You know, okay, here's the one that gets to me, these fact checkers. Who are these people? I mean, they are socially engineered, critically thinking, research impaired robots.
They're bots in human form that are just getting paid to mark something as fact checked. Like the links that they click.
I think they're probably AI. They probably don't even have fact checkers. They just have a program that's written to go against anything of truth, you know, anything that's going to inform the people that goes against that agenda. Mm. And I mean, there probably are fact checkers. They show these purple haired socialist liberals or whatever. And You know, and I feel sorry for these people because they haven't done the research. They have no idea what happens when socialism takes over.
They're in their own bubble. The part of it is they're in their own bubble. And like in theory, these other governments, they do sound like they can provide for all. That's the thing. Like it does sound like a lovely idea, a lovely concept. But in reality, there's a reason people escape communism. You don't say, oh, I walked away from it. You escape from it because you don't want to be in it when it's really around in full throttle, you know?
Are the people going, I want to go back home to communism.
Yeah, no one says I want to
return. It's been fun in America. I want to go back home to socialism, to my country, you know?
Mm-hmm. There's
no way.
No, but it's unfortunate
that like
people who are pushing for it, they don't have any kind of either a deeper understanding from people within their circle of friends that maybe have lived through communism, right? Or socialism, true socialism, or they just really believe in the idea and the marketing of it. Because it is a lovely idea for everyone to be equal and have everything that they want. It sounds great on paper, but on paper it's very different than the reality that's there. And you see what's happening with our local businesses, right? Like people are getting arrested for opening up gyms. They're getting arrested for having their local restaurants open. You can't even go, like I'm from Illinois or from Chicago. You can't go to any restaurant right now. Everything's takeout. I'm in Washington State right now. You can't sit in any restaurant. You can't have breakfast anywhere.
Really?
You know, they're making it as uncomfortable inside the restaurant when you walk in as possible because they have to follow these mandates, right? But the mandates are just there to destroy local economies. That's all it is. It's because if Walmart and Home Depot and all these mega corporations can stay open, that's what COVID pops out at 10:01 p.m. Like it has a schedule and it sticks to it, right? Like I feel like many of us that on your show and are your audience understand the complete hypocrisy of what's going on because it's so blatant, but they're just holding on to those people that are stuck in that layer of fear, right? And like, I don't know, I can't tell the future. I don't have a crystal ball, right? But I do have faith in humanity and our justice system. I do have faith, even though there's corruption in within the deeper realms, I have faith that whatever's supposed to happen in January is going to be for the collective good, right? So if it does happen that Biden is the president, okay, that is something as a collective, we will have to kind of have, unfortunately, we'll have to relive that wound that other parts of the world have already lived, right? And it'll be ingrained into our DNA even further. But the chance of that is it's a timeline that's there. But from the statistics and data that are coming out now with all the fraud and people voting from their graves and the manipulation of software that's been going on for way more than just this election, you know, it's coming to the surface, it's coming to the light. I mean, then we have to prepare for that, but you have to also think about the duality, right? I mean, if Trump is president, that will continue down that path. But the backlash from people who are upset and are emotionally unstable, you know, can be severe. I mean, look at the Black Lives Matter protests. I mean, they're riots. There can be severe backlash. So I do think it's important to be aware of a little bit of a bumpy ride, be prepared for it, you know, but don't sit like cowering in a corner because that's not going to help anybody.
Here's a question I ask people, like you're saying. So this is the smartest, most awesome virus you really think about that was ever created. You can go to a Democratic gathering, you can go to a march, you can do everything. You don't have to wear a mask. And it goes, oh, Democrat, they're okay. We got to attack the Republicans. Where are they?
Yeah,
you know what I mean,
in Chicago. And then,
and then on top of that, ever since this COVID happened, all the heart attacks stopped, all the strokes stopped, all the people falling out of airplanes, off of ladders, car accidents, it stopped, you know?
It's cure for all other disease.
It did. It cured all the other diseases. Yeah, everything. And it's totally, you know, it's like it goes after Republicans. So we have to lock down and censor all the conservatives and Republicans because it's such a smart virus. It knows how to discern between Democrats.
It has its own intelligence, right? Yeah, it's just, I find it silly by now that this is still something that we have to essentially battle with, like the just people who don't see this other side, you know? But at the same time, I feel like it's important to have that compassion for them because you don't know what you don't know, right? And if you're stuck in a place of fear and you're scared, even opening your eye a little bit and digging your head out of the sand is a huge leap probably from many social circles, right? And from that acceptance and from things that people are very used to having their comforts of. You know, little do they know that there's so many people who think like this and have their open minds open, and it's growing every day, but it is scary. But I love that you're mentioning about like how every other thing is essentially cured because COVID death, right? And
isn't that amazing?
They're closing things like gyms where, you know, if you have a healthy immune system, you're going to be going to work out, you're going to be eating healthy, you're going to work on your mindset and your energy, right? As a regular person, this isn't even like woo stuff. Like Joe Dispenza made it into mainstream. Like we know our thoughts create a reality. We have to focus on that energy and to really dig in within ourselves to understand the deeper feelings, you know? So, I mean,
well, you know, any kind of virus or bacteria, basically, what are the enemies of these viruses or bacteria? Sunshine, you know, salt water. You know, you really think about this stuff lasts like a 0 point something second in sunshine, everything else. So what are we going to do? We're going to lock down everyone, every business, everything. We're going to lock them in and confine them and close quarters. They have nowhere else to go but climb all over each other. Mm-hmm. And that's going to help the event. And it's also going to stop the herd immunity as well. And, you know, again, I was talking to some other nurses with the elderly, and they said that a lot of the elderly actually got it. And it went through and they were asymptomatic as well. So, you know, I do think we need to protect, you know, those who are severely compromised, you know, their immune system, they're just hanging on. Things like that. Yeah, you know, nice to give them as much time as possible, you know, and protect them. But that's about it. You know, we just have to let this thing run its course. And the countries that did are over it.
Yeah, they're continuing as if it happened, it's gone, and you keep on going. You know, the issue is, I completely agree. If people who are more have more of a chance to be subjugated to the actual virus and have complications from it. Yeah, you got to be home, you know, take care of yourself and get the help you need, right? But the restrictions that are going on, it's just insane. Like going on an airplane, right? Like they'll tell you that you have to wear a mask now. When the masks are proven to not work, it's proven to not work. And on the box, it says it doesn't prevent COVID. So it's just complete.
Read the box.
Yes, you know, you got to read the box. You know, I hope that we're literate enough as a country to be able to see that.
They say a cough or a sneeze goes at least 30 feet. And the particles go shotgun 30 feet. When you cough, your mask goes, goes.
Yeah.
And you're inhaling it back goes in. Up or out, it's going to go up and just cruise. Like you're saying on the box. Now this is a kicker. It's really funny. It's not funny. If it wasn't so ridiculous, it's funny. Like on the box, it says masks do not protect against COVID, you know?
Because the virus particle itself is much smaller than the porous mask.
Yeah.
You know?
So we had all these fires. We had all these huge forest fires, right? And then so the health department is warning people that your mask does not protect you from smoke. Huh. And a virus is 1,000 times smaller than smoke particles. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So where's the logic in wearing a mask when it won't even protect you against smoke?
Yeah, we're in a land of no logic. That's where we are right now as a world, as a nation, for sure. I mean, you look at like airplanes, right? They'll tell you that you can't have a mask that has vents in it anymore. If you have a mask with vents, they'll make you replace it with like a standard surgical mask. And on top of it, they're saying it's all coming from corporate, right? It's they're saying now that if you have a mask and you refuse to wear it, you're not only banned from that flight, but from all potential further flights with that corporate airline. Like yeah. they're trying to instill this pattern of, if you don't follow our rules, we're going to cut you off at the root, right? So they travel's a way to do it, going to social events, you know, if it goes down that route. But I don't see people taking this kind of stuff for much longer, because, you know, I don't have anyone who's died from this. And I know that they're going to go after and say, oh, but your grandma, you know, it's been long enough that many people's grandmas are still alive. And the people who have died, they were purposely sent into nursing homes sick to infect others. Yeah. You know, it's a whole psychological, emotionally turmoil agenda. It's really intense, and they're doing it on purpose. You know, it's for a particular world order. But I think we have to also look at things with compassion and understand that this is something that's meant to stir up the entire world. We're taking the earth and shaking it, and you can get rid of all the gunk that you don't need anymore. You know, and this is at least the way I see it.
Well, I also see too, is that we're talking earlier about how right now the collective consciousness is dealing with this incredible uncertainty, which is creating a lot of fear and creating, you know, people are gearing up, you know, and getting ready for something. Mm-hmm. I mean, gun sales, you can't even buy bullets anymore. They're like, you know,
they keep on selling out.
Yeah. And so I know people that ordinarily would never own a gun have guns, and the people that do have guns are fully stocked and just in case. And the way I look at it is that freedom is in our DNA. I mean, our country is built on freedom. And then you have all the refugees here that escape these other socialist or communist countries on top of that. And that alone is not going to allow this to happen. It won't be successful. I mean, they'll have their day, and they'll try to enforce, you know, they'll bring the brute squads out. And they're losing the brute squads because the sheriffs are saying, we are not, this is unconstitutional. We're not enforcing any of that, especially in Washington County. A lot of them said, we're not enforcing any of this, you know? So, you know, people are waking up everywhere. And I think it had, in a way, these guys are playing a role, like in New York and things like that. In California, these guys are becoming so blatant with and arrogant and not following their own rules and everything else. They're actually playing a role for people to start looking and just going, you know what? These guys should not be leading this. As a matter of fact, I should be leading myself.
Mm-hmm. Their sovereignty, right? Because if you see that the governor of California is going to go feast with his friends, right, as he closes down the entire local economy, right? And they're showing the true colors just by, because they can't continue to act falsely, right? Because there's so much light being shined. People are seeing through the facade now. The smoke isn't working anymore. You know, you see the puppeteers. It's coming out. And unfortunately, they are going to kind of be on the chopping block, I feel, because they are pushing an agenda that isn't for the people, that isn't for people's sovereignty. And you look at beyond politics, right? We're here as souls to experience. We're here to really live and experience and to do the best we can in our own conscious evolution, right? So by trying to be a tyrannical governor in whatever, New York or Illinois or California, Washington, it's going to backfire because people are not going to take this for very long. I mean, it's already been an entire, I mean, like what, eight months since this officially started. Right? Like it's been a while and you can't fake it for long enough. People aren't dying the way that they're predicting. And the ones who aren't in their programming of fear are seeing through it. They're not going to stand for having their whole life's work be destroyed. And not destroyed by a virus, but destroyed by the local governors who are attempting to destroy the local economy. So all that's left is big corporations. You know, they have their purpose, but this country's founded on the opportunity to have small businesses and to have a choice of where you want to work out, where you want to buy your food, what kind of service you would like. That's what America's about. It's the land of the free for a reason. you know, and we have our own darker history. But if you look at from an economic standpoint, you can't, there's things in America you can do that would be much harder to build in, like, let's say Eastern Europe or in China from a independent standpoint, right?
Yeah, definitely. That's one thing I always say to people. I said, you know, I'm all for, you know, if you want to be a socialist or a communist, I really think you should move, you know, to Russia or China or move to North Korea, and then go out and demonstrate.
Practice what you preach, right? If you love the ideas, there are plenty of nations that have tried it or are in it right now.
Yeah.
You can just go.
And then
come back if you don't like it.
Yeah. You know? Or try demonstrating. I think they should all demonstrate in these countries and see where that takes them.
They might not be happen if they start demonstrating.
I'm fine with that. You know, I hate to say, you know, if you don't like it, you know, I mean, America's not perfect. We do have problems and those are being addressed, but they're being blown out of proportion. And at the same time, they're being used through social media and through the mainstream media to create division, you know, division between male and female, dividing the family unit, you know, making that a bad thing, you know, division also, between genders, color, culture, everything.
I feel like people's egos are really getting in the way lately too, because you'll see people protesting, blocking traffic. People have to get to their homes. They want to feed their families. They want to enjoy their lives, whatever way they can, you know, whatever moments they can find that happiness. And I think it's pretty selfish for protesters to go out into the streets and block traffic like that. You know, like they're just trying to say, oh, but there's bigger problems here. Like, yeah, like this country has done awful things to many people, but this is a pattern on the world. This is just it's a cycle that tends to happen in this reality, you know? And yeah, Thanksgiving, you can think of it as a lovely holiday to spend time with your family, but it's also celebrating a lot of indigenous people get destroyed. You know, there's a duality to it, but to block people from traffic, to go celebrate and spend time with their loved ones, it's very selfish. And it's coming from a very like egotistical place, which I don't appreciate.
I always tell people, why don't you, you know, Thanksgiving, why don't you take a turkey out to the nations, you know, out to the reservations and give them a few frog skins, you know, and say, I'm sorry. You know, make that part of it. You know, I don't know. It's kind of weird because I have both, you know, my grandmother was Cherokee and my great grandmother and everything. And then we're Scotch Irish too. So the Irish, you know, they were slaves, you know, they were brought over here. They were treated like slaves as well. So, and then you have past lives. If you do remember your past lives, you've been everything. You've been every culture, every color, you know, most people just don't remember it. And I always go to soul lives matter, you know, like souls matter. Doesn't matter what color you are, you know, what religion, what your soul matters. Everybody's soul matters. And let's judge people by character and by their actions, basically. Mm-hmm. Forget about the other stuff.
I mean, that's the quote by Martin Luther King is, right? You judge someone by a man by his character, not by the color of his skin. And ironically, these protests are very hyper-focused on skin color. It's achieving the exact opposite effect of what people have fought for a very long time. You know, it's interesting to see, but they're using very key, like they're very good at marketing, right? They're using very key points that are pinning at people's emotions and their insecurities and their wounds. And when you poke a bear in that place, they're going to react in aggression. They're not gonna respond. They're reacting to the wounds, unfortunately.
Exactly. And you know, here's the thing. So there's this, they're saying you're isolating us, you know, as being, you know, you're isolating us. You're afraid that we're going to steal something from you, or we're going to harm you, or whatever else. So we're going to go out and we're going to harm you, and we're going to steal, and we're going to. So how does that not break that stereotype? That's actually adding to it. And then it's being fueled by social media to keep going, just keep the stereotype going, you know? Yeah. Let's just burn and destroy. And then they do it in their own neighborhoods. You know, your neighbors, probably whatever, black, doesn't matter. They just lost their house. They just lost their business. They just lost.
Or even their local Walgreens that they could get their pharmaceuticals from if they need it. You know, like simple things like that. Destroying your local community is silly. It's silly. It's like a child having a tantrum that you can't control in the middle of a shopping store. Like, it's silly to try and destroy and let the child go free and take everything off the walls and then cry about why they're not getting what they want. Like, you shouldn't, you know, like it's there's a lot of layers to it, you know, of why people are responding in this way, or reacting in this way. But ultimately, I think it leads to core wounds that people haven't healed, and ancestral wounds, which is really heavy stuff. You know, I mean, if you're carrying a lineage it's really coming up, but people don't realize that you can look at something and be an observer. You can acknowledge what has happened, because it's not only one skin color that's been traumatized. Every single human race, all the entire human race has been traumatized severely by other humans, by other entities. This has been a consistent pattern in a battle, right? And our job, right, as being awake individuals, right? I'm not saying I'm enlightened, I'm better than anyone. That's not the thing. But to become aware, right? To be conscious, consciousness is awareness. So when you're aware of something, you're able to look at it from an observational point of view. You're able to see it and acknowledge it. And then you can heal those wounds that are there, and you can go on with your life. You can up-level yourself. That's the only way we get to these points, is if you heal those wounds and you can go to version 2, version 3, version 4 of you. Like, you just keep on looking at them. You can't stay on the same pattern. Like, it doesn't serve anyone. I mean, I guess everyone has their journey, so I'm not coming from a place of judgment. Everyone has their journey, but this time of 2020, it's uprooting everyone's normal, and it's a time to really look within. I mean, we've talked about this before when I've come on their show. It's a time to look inside, whether you want to or not. If you don't want to face your Aunt Jude or whatever, then okay, maybe don't. If you don't want to face her, don't face her. But you have to go within and figure out why you don't want to face her. You know, it's internal. It's an inside job.
Yeah, well, I've seen over and over again, what's really interesting is, and this is kind of a cliche, but one guy said, he goes, yeah, I was so pissed off at the social injustice, I went and stole a 90-inch flat screen TV, So okay, so this is not about social injustice anymore. This is about something else. We're on a whole different page here. And although there has been social justice, but again, if you pass the potato and continue with this, I deserve this, I deserve that, in a way, that's being a racist too. When it's there's white racism, as well. And you're going, dude, wait a minute. It's I'm trying to treat everybody equal here. I'm trying to eat. I have no beef with anybody. I'm trying to help as many people as I can. I don't care what color you are. We're here to help everybody heal and come forward and live, under the universal principles that are necessary for a healthy society and environment. And I think that needs to be first and foremost, with universal peace, brother, sister, love, individual freedom and prosperity for everybody. What's built into the Constitution needs to be first and foremost. And then the other stuff can heal, but we have to hold that, And to the educational system that has a total fail. You ask these guys marching.
Brainwashing. That's what it's 16. Yeah. But it's a complete failure in terms of expanding people's consciousness and awareness and being free thinkers, but that's not its intention. And look at kids now, they're on Zoom all the time. Like, they're just in class. Like, are the teachers teaching? I don't know. It really depends on who you're doing, but what you're doing, but the issue stems from, even in college, professors are really, really pushing their own views onto students. Yeah.
What was the party? Okay, let's go back to Lincoln. What was Lincoln? Was he Republican or a Democrat? Republican, Okay, woman suffrage, the people that were behind women's rights and giving women equal rights and everything else, who started that movement, who was behind it, and who blocked it on every aspect of it. It was a Republican movement, and the Democrats went against it. Who was the KKK, the Ku Klux Klan? That was a Democratic organization, you know? But they're all voting Democrat because they've been so brainwashed and been taught the opposite, and it's sad, you know? And, you know, Candace Owens and people like that are coming out and just amazing what they're doing. They're re-educating people. And, you know, here, it's like, I'm not trying to create a division. I'm actually trying to help people by educating people to say, look, maybe the people that you're following or serving don't have your highest and best interest in heart, haven't for quite some time. And maybe it's time to try something else, because obviously it hasn't worked in the past. And we need to educate ourselves and wise up to the fact that that you know, we're on a plantation. All of us are on the same plantation in one way. It doesn't matter what color you're on, you're all on this, and it's called the New World Order plantation, the global elite plantation. And that's why they want socialism, because they can control the power and the wealth and have total control over it. And that's how you control the people. That's how you control the masses.
Yeah, absolutely. You know? I very much agree that it is a difficult time to be around right now, yeah, because there is so much division, and parts of me want to really, really share all the truth that we all know, right? But we also have to understand that, yeah, that people are only ready for whatever their level of consciousness is, right? They're not, you can't receive something that, yeah, if I'm, let's say, on the 95th floor of the John Hancock, right? And then I'm trying to talk to someone who's on the third story of their apartment building, we're not going to be able to hear each other. We're not going to be able to even see at the same point of view, right? Like, we're not at that same level. And it's not to cause, this isn't to cause any more division, but it's like just to understand that, I'm sure many of us have through this year have understood that I can't speak to someone who's not willing to hear, nor is able to comprehend a certain level of awareness. Yeah. Right. And it comes from open-mindedness, because you can have plenty of conversation with people who aren't at the same level of consciousness, but they're open-minded and they're at least willing to like lend their ear. Right. But it's the indoctrination, it's the marketing of this entire fear campaign. Right. It's the big agenda, yeah, that is here, that's intentionally to cause division. That's the whole plan of it. Because, you know, when you divide people, they're going to fight. It's the bread and circus games. It's constant. And, yeah, and the way we get beyond that is to look at humans, humanity. We are one collective, like we are one giant soul group here, right? You look at us and there's, yeah, a bunch of other, you know from your range, there's a bunch of other species out there. There's so, yeah, many other beings, yeah, out there, right? Like, and we are not getting along with them either all the time. Like, there's so... It becomes such a macro thing. Like, it just fractals out and then fractals in forever. But it's becoming aware of our own issues and see how can we as a collective learn from this experience. Not to go into a victim mode, but say, how can we learn? Okay, people are destroying local businesses. This is awful. How can we get to people on a level that they'll understand? What can we do, right? And that starts on a local level. We have a responsibility, I feel like, to speak to the people on our local level, to speak to our local circles, to talk to people,
yeah,
to gather responsibly with people during holidays, have those difficult conversations, and don't just go end up in a screaming match, but talk as, exactly, civilized adults, as we
ask questions. Just keep asking questions. You know.
I
asked one question. People got really upset at me, and I put that meme out, and it said Bear lives matter, you know, when they're burning down all the forests and everything else. I said, hey, you know, what do the forests have to do with you? You know, it's just like, you know, these animals' lives matter. You know, who would go out and torch a forest and just keep torching forests? I mean, how sick can you get, you know? And you know, if anything, you know, at least have some kind of concept of you know, wildlife matters or whatever, you know, it's like, and people go, well, you know, they he's not an environmentalist. He did this, he did that. That's neither here nor there. You're the one torching the forest.
Yeah.
So how can you call yourself an environmentalist and say you're for all these environmental things, and then you go out and torch a forest? I mean, where's the logic in that? There's absolutely no logic whatsoever in any of this stuff. And when you call this out, and you just, I just ask questions, you know, and like go through the thing. Okay, who what was Lincoln? You know, who were the KKK? Start asking these questions. You know, forget about your professor who is wants socialism and he's brainwashed as well. And these guys are just nutcases that are teaching our kids. And
they haven't ever lived in socialism. That's why they preach it in a way that sounds glorifying. Ask anyone who's escaped those places and they don't want to go back. They have.
And
no
then they go Europe. They use Europe as an example. And I said, well, do you know Europe? Most of them aren't socialist countries. They're actually more, they have an open market. They're more capitalist. They do have.
And they don't declare themselves as social. If you look at like the ministers of those nations, they don't, they say we're not. So this democratic socialism thing is just a fluffy idea to make it sound nice. It's, you want all your tax money to go. I mean, you could just move there. You could just go there, you know, but I mean, who knows? That's a personal choice, you know, that everyone has to make for themselves.
Also too, the people, almost every person that's really pushing this socialist agenda has extreme CCP backing, Chinese Communist Party backing. So that might be a little clue as to why they're out there and why they're screaming. And you know, we're right on the edge of having a war with China right now. So that's getting really heated and getting really ugly. So, I mean, I've heard things and I haven't validated them, but I mean, I think there's been some small skirmishes and things like that. So that's getting really close. And that's the last thing, you know, the people that have taken huge amount of money from hostile countries, you know, that are, don't have our highest and best good. Those are the last people you would want making decisions and running your country, you know, mm-hmm. during this situation. So.
Especially if they avoid directly being questioned about that money too, then, you know, if something is shady, maybe just a little, you know.
Well, you know, my big question is, where are all the laptops? You know, where's the Wiener laptop? Where's the Biden Hunter laptops? You know, where's all the Clinton, you know, Blackberries and laptops and everything else? Supposedly they have it. They have all the servers. They have everything. They've had them for years. What the hell? You know, what's going on? And then why was all of this information suppressed? That's the big question. If you guys think you're really getting the news and you're being told the truth, why was all of this suppressed by all the main people in social media? And the one that really irritates me is when I look at my computer and I'm trying to look at the news and look at some unbiased things, and that damn sticker goes across and saying, you know, AOL or this AP or these people have all agreed that Biden is the president-elect, you know, and they've all accepted Biden as president. I go, until everything is counted, until everything goes through the process, until all the questions are answered and the court cases are done, nobody is elect. There's no such thing as the office of president-elect. You're either president or you're not.
It doesn't exist. Yeah. There's nothing like that. And it's just a big marketing thing for them to push it further into people's consciousness. Like, I'm sure you've noticed what they're doing is they're using programming very heavily, right? They're saying it constantly in the news, if you watch TV or the radio or whatever. Mm-hmm. Pushing it on any social media platform. They're constantly pushing it. So whether you agree with it or not, right? It's sitting in that very primitive part of our brains that's holding on, listening, right? So even people who do support the current president, right? Even it's instilling doubt into them, right? Yeah. It's a very simple and methodical way, but unfortunately, it can seep into people's consciousness, whether they're aware of it or not, which is the bigger issue of it all. So it's something that we have to become aware of, that this is they're playing for the long game. Okay. They know that they think that if they do something long enough and hard enough, consistently enough, everyone's just going to become a zombie and flip. But thankfully, we have all this alternative media, right? We have people who are speaking out. Even if they're getting shut down, they're still continuing and going strong. This is the whole beauty of the power of the human spirit. It's not going to be stopped just because a government tells you to stop something.
No.
Right?
They picked the wrong country to do that in.
They picked the wrong place.
And all the other countries are looking to us right now going, please stand up to this. If you guys fall, we all fall. And
yeah, we're the domino. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And, you know, if you know the agenda of the global elite is so clear, you know, that there's eugenics involved. They want the majority of us dead, basically.
Yeah.
They want total domination. They want domination of the media, the everything, your income, the monetary system, your food, everything. They want total domination. And if you look at what's playing out here and you know the agenda, you'll see the people that are perpetuating that agenda are basically participating in actions that are treasonous, basically. And unfortunately, they're mostly Democrats. You know, there's more money has been funneling through the Democrats, the Chinese money, everything else, than any other organization. And I tell people I'm not a Republican or a Democrat. I will always work towards the party that's going to promote, you know, the universal principles and freedom. That's who I'm going to be standing behind. You know, and one party stands more for that than the other party. And so that's who I'd like to see, you know, be victorious here, you know, but both parties aren't perfect, you know, but one party is sunk so low, it's unredeemable. And I don't think
both have done awful things. You could say there's been very dark history for both sides have done things that I can't say that everyone's going to be proud of. Right.
No,
but
yeah.
It's about upholding truth. Right. I think ultimately what we're looking for, it's not about party lines. That's just, it's another sports team, right? It's about truth and getting truth out there in transparency. So people have the right to then live their lives freely. Like, for example, I was in Brazil a few months ago for a conference. I have friends in Brazil that were saying that they really do hope that America doesn't fall, like you were saying, because we have the Constitution. They don't have the same thing. If their government wants to go tyrannical, it can, and they don't have the same foundation of their country to stop that in the way that we do here. They truly are looking at America to please don't fall, like stay. And it's, and if you look at historically, we've been a big hit, right, in media and movies and everything. We've kind of held the media world for many, many, many decades, right?
Yeah.
But it's comes to a point now that we have to focus on the highest timeline that we can imagine. We have to feel it. We have to really envision what will be for the next few months even. You don't have to think about the next few years, even the next month in January. Envision what is the highest good for the collective, you know, and send compassion and love to those people who don't understand what they're out of their own ignorance, unfortunately, who don't understand what they're looking at, who don't want to see it. That's okay. But we have to not be angry. I wouldn't say don't fall into lower vibrations.
Exactly.
Be aware and send them that compassion and love. And if you can have conversations to ask the questions like we've been talking about, then great. But this is not a time to fall into fear and to be scared. I don't be prepared.
Yes, and separation. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I just say it's time to really stand in your own divinity and focus on healing and the awakening process and universal law, and hold those accountable that aren't aligned with that, that aren't moving in that direction.
Yes.
And
have faith.
And we find our voice, you know.
Yes.
We're out of time, unfortunately. I can't thank you enough for coming on the show. Yeah, it's been great as usual. I know we're always on the same page when we do this, but
wonderful.
You know, one last parting sentence or word do you have for the audience? I know you've got 90 degree turns as your show that people can check in your podcast.
Yeah, they can check it out on YouTube and all the main social medias. I will be building a website soon, so it'll have a whole hub of different types of products I'll be putting on there, and perhaps some kind of like consultations and things like that. But ultimately, what I want to leave with the audience is to, like you're saying, James, this is the time to go within to really work on the different kinds of chakras or energy, or just feel through the emotions that are rising up, to really feel through them, to understand them and become an observer, and to really give compassion to anyone. Doesn't matter what their viewpoint is, send people love and compassion.
Listen to their story. It's important to listen to their story because they need to tell it to get it out.
Yeah.
To process it, you know?
Exactly. So just be a light, shine the light, and your light will reflect onto others. So.
Yeah. Awesome. As we say here, always keep an open mind, loving heart, and pure intent, and everything will move in the right direction. So anyway, I can't thank you enough for coming on the show. We've got to sign off, unfortunately. So this is James Gillen with As You Wish Talk Radio and eSETI Stargate signing off. Hold the line, folks, you know, and stay in the heart. And this is all going to turn out. And trust me, it's going to turn out good. So have a great evening. Good night.